This is Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.
And now to find out what is still made in Brisbane. And yes, plenty of stuff is. Travel a little to the south to Ormo and talk to a guy called Matthew Brown. He's the boss at Southern Stainless, which is a manufacturing company still at work, and it was set up by his father, Phil, 35 years ago. Here's Matt talking with ABC reporter Peter Gooch about all that history and the innovations he's hoping will keep the business alive.
When we started, Phil was doing stainless steel bow rails on boats at Riviera. He broke away and started Southern Stainless and went into a range of marine accessories, which included stainless steel barbecues, duckboard rails. From there, we started doing commercial projects, balustrade projects, commercial kitchens and the likes. So we do a whole range of stainless steel items, and we also do metalwork, including aluminium and also steel and a little bit of structural stuff as well.
There are a lot of providers, people who make this kind of stuff. Competition's hard?
Competition is difficult at the moment. The reason we spread our wings is so that we're not tied up in one industry. So if one industry is down, we can move to another area.
By that you mean supplying different industries with different materials?
Exactly. So, for example, we do a lot of large commercial projects. If we're not picking up any large commercial projects or it gets really competitive, we can work on our marine products and our barbecues.
All right, let's take a walk through the workshop and see what's going on, huh?
Sounds good. So this is a new barbecue that we've been working on for probably a couple of years. We have a patent on the burner design, and it's in fact the first of its kind in the world.
Robert, you're going to tell us how it all works. You designed this.
Yes. Well, the idea behind it, barbecues are quite dirty. Every time I cook on a barbecue, I'm sick of the cleaning. It goes over the burners and goes down into a tray full of kitty litter and things like that. So I designed the burners so the burners aren't actually under the cooking area.
Nice.
So when you cook, all the fats and everything drop down into a tray, and then you can turn it off and just pull the tray out. So there's no cleaning of the barbecue. You've only just got the grill to clean. So a normal barbecue is quite filthy.
And with the flame coming out directly below the grill, but above the tray, that means that the fat's dropping into the tray through the flame. Does anything catch fire or anything?
No, we've done a lot of testing. By the time the fat drops through, sometimes it does light up. You're only getting like droplets of fat. So it actually sometimes enhances the taste of the meat because you've got the fat burning as the fuel sometimes as well.
How many of these you sold?
None as yet. We haven't got it over the line. We've just sent the first one down to probably get the tick to hopefully we're going to go into production probably in the next month. So yeah, so hopefully we can develop something that ensures us to be here in the next few years.
In other words, you're hoping that's a product that's going to take off and do well for you.
Australia, it's quite funny. Australia is the only country basically in the world that actually has a solid hot plate for cooking on barbecues. Everybody else in the whole of the world basically has a grill, which you can understand why. You might as well just cook in a fry pan. So I think hopefully we might be able to do something overseas with it. Hopefully we'll take off.
Exciting times ahead.
Yes.
All right, here we are. What am I looking at here? It looks like a fire pit. Did you say this was a fire pit?
This is a stainless steel gas fire pit. We've been manufacturing these for about 12 months, and in fact it's one of the first Australian manufactured gas fire pits that's available on the market.
To describe it, it looks like, say, a square metal swimming pool, but instead of water, it's filled with pebbles, and then it looks like something's coming up through the middle, which I imagine is where the flame comes out, is it?
Exactly. So we have a couple of models. This particular model is a metre by metre square. We also do a metre diameter round model, and we have a burner assembly which sits underneath those polished glass pebbles, so the gas filters up through the pebbles and you get that floating appearance of the burner over the stones.
What do people use it for? Just for getting warm in winter or what?
Exactly. It's a decorative appliance as well as a warming device, so they look fantastic on a residential application, and also we sell a few commercially as well.
All right, so now where are we here?
So this is our electro-polishing facility. We have one of the only facilities in southeast Queensland, and we've had it going for about 15 years. The electro-polishing is basically polishing stainless steel. So the stainless gets dipped into a bath, which has sulfuric and phosphoric acid and a range of chemical brighteners. When the stainless gets dipped in, it runs an electric current over the surface of the stainless, which microscopically cleans it. So it prevents it from tea staining and makes it last for somewhat longer than it normally would.
So if we're to look forward to the future over the next year, 18 months, maybe 2 years, which way would you reckon, Matt?
It's getting difficult with competition, especially with Chinese products coming over. There's definitely a lot of room in the market for good quality Australian products, and we're finding that a lot of our clients still prefer to buy the quality Australian products, especially manufactured locally and without guarantees. So introducing new products like the Fire Pit and the Infinity Barbecue will definitely work at integrating more products into that range, and that's the way we'd like to push the business. As far as the commercial and the construction stuff goes, again, that's all very competitive and very costly. It's difficult to tell. We've been in the industry for so long because we spread our wings, so we'll follow the market as it comes.
Ah, the future of barbecues. There you go. Matthew Brown there of Southern Stainless having a chat with Peter Gooch. And if you know of a workplace that would be great to feature on our Made in Brisbane segment, then please email it in, brisbanedrive@abc.net.au.
You're with Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.